This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Michael Evans is a poet, an entrepreneur, businessman in the Shenandoah Valley, and he joins us on the long line from his home. He's with the Green Valley Book Fair. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon, Coy.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Enjoying the weather.
Yes, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, it's wonderful.
This is my favorite time of year in Virginia. It's just so beautiful outside. I wish it was a little chillier, but they say it's going to cool down in the next few days.
Yeah, it always gets to that point. I find that I can enjoy the warm weather and I can enjoy the cool.
Yeah. Michael, your family has been operating the Green Valley Book Fair, and just start with the very basics, like where it is and what it is.
What it has grown into over the past 35 years is a big warehouse wholesale discount bookstore. It started out originally as used books in the old family barn, in the barn on the old family farm, and, you know, has grown organically, as they say, over the years to include new books, and now it's just exclusively new discount, you know, sort of remainders, overstocks, and such like that. But the discounts are really huge. It's 60 to 90% off of everything, off the retail price on all the books in the bookstore, and we're talking about, you know, 500,000 books, 25,000 square feet. So, you know, a nice-sized, big bookstore with everything is deeply discounted. It's a wonderful place to be.
Now, this is one thing. Exactly where is it?
We are just south of Harrisonburg. We're about 5 miles south of Harrisonburg. If you're coming from Charlottesville, the easiest way is to come across the mountain on 64 and go north on 81 to exit 240. That's the Mount Crawford exit. That's the last exit before you get to Harrisonburg, and from the exit you just go east into the countryside for about a mile and a half, and you'll see our sign on the left-hand side of the road, and it'll direct you right back here to us.
Now, Michael Evans, our guest with the Green Valley Book Fair, what I find so interesting is that one thing I never knew was that this is a family business. Your dad started this years ago?
My dad and mom, I don't want to leave anybody out, everybody who did the heavy lifting at least, but my dad and mom started in 1971, and literally in the old barn, set up tables in the old barn. They used to have auctions in the old barn as well. So it wasn't the first time that business had been conducted in the barn, but they set up tables and opened up with just a mass thousands of used books at the time, and I think that it surprised my dad. That's one of the stories he likes to tell, is that he would have sold the whole thing for $600 before they opened, and by the end of the day, he had done, you know, a couple of $1,000 and couldn't see what was missing, so he figured he had a good thing going.
Now, was your dad was a farmer at this time? Or?
He grew up on the farm. His father was a farmer, but by the time that all this came about, my dad had not taken over the farm after his father passed away in the early 60s. But the farm was still, you know, was still here, and all the infrastructure was here, which is sort of why we're now located in the middle of a pasture, really.
Yeah. Now, was it just a cattle farm, or?
It was actually just a little bit of everything. I mean, my grandfather raised strawberries. He raised sweet corn. My grandmother was a renowned baker around these parts. People would come when we had the auctions in the old barn. My grandmother would provide the food on Friday nights, and folks would show up just to buy her cherry pies and her custard pies, and they maybe look around, but, you know, they really came for the food, and then they'd go home.
That's great. So yeah. Michael Evans is our guest poet and businessman. He operates the family business, the Green Valley Book Fair, which I'm sure if you've spent any time in this part of Virginia, I'm sure you've heard of it, but have you seen it? And I will tell you, Michael, I was telling you the other day that my wife Allison is a huge fan. She goes out every year. And she comes back with a car full of kids' books, and they're nice kids' books. I mean, they're just like what you would get out of Barnes & Noble, except she gets them at like a 90% discount.
Right. The books are new. Most of what we carry are books that have actually been in a Barnes & Noble, a Borders, a Walmart, a Costco, and have been returned by those companies back to the publishers. And the publishers, it's too labor intensive or whatever the accounting is, but rather than restock those as new, they box them up and pack them up as what's called Hertz in the business, and they sell those out in mixed cases. And so we'll buy truckloads of mixed children's books from a publisher such as HarperCollins or a publisher such as Simon & Schuster, or we'll buy truckloads of mixed adult soft covers or mixed adult hardcovers. It comes in several different categories, but you don't know exactly what you're getting except that you're getting books from a certain publisher, and then you open up the cases when they come in, the pallets, and you see what you have, and it's always a fun thing to unpack a new shipment around.
So by and large, y'all buy sight unseen.
By and large, yes. Wow. I mean, there are, you do it long enough, and you have a good guess of what it's going to look like when it comes in, but you're not sure of exact titles.
Now, tell me about growing up in this business, because my guess is a lot of kids who grow up on a farm are used to mucking out stalls and carrying this and that, but you grew up moving books around.
Right, and that's literally, I mean, it's kind of interesting how it's somewhat the same, the same lifestyle. With growing up in the business, one of the things about the Green Valley Book Fair is that we're not open all the time. We're only open right now. We're only open six times a year for 2 weeks at a time. We're currently in one of our openings that goes through the 22nd of this month. But back then we would only do book fairs three, maybe four times a year, and so they were these really big events. We didn't have any employees. It was just the family that was doing the work. And so all of us kids, I have two brothers and a sister, all of us kids, and mom and dad, we'd work for weeks getting ready for the book fair. And, you know, the kids, we'd come home after school and come down through the field from the house and help out for a couple of hours. And it consisted of pricing and carrying and stocking and just everything that it took to get ready, we would do. And then once the book fair came, you know, we turned into money takers and folks who would help you find books. Although back in those days, it was interesting. Folks would show up hours in advance to be first in line, so they didn't need much help.
So most farmers yell at their kids to get out there and milk those cows, and your dad's saying, get out there and price those books.
Exactly. Or move these over there and get me some more.
Michael Evans is our guest, poet and entrepreneur with the Green Valley Book Fair. Michael, what's been the you talked a little bit about how folks would line up. This really has become, 35 years, the Green Valley Book Fair, it really has become a regional event. You have folks coming from all across the Middle Atlantic to this little farm near Harrisonburg.
We do. It's a fun thing. It's become something of a destination for a lot of folks. And whether or not they come exclusively for the book fair, and we know of folks who do. We know we've talked to folks who've come from as far away as Michigan, you know, on a weekend just because they wanted to come to the book fair.
Wow. Or
else if they make their travel plans around the book fair. Actually, we're expecting to see a gentleman that we've been in email contact with for the last couple of years, and he and his wife are from Scotland, and they come to the States every year or every couple of years in the fall, and they always make a point to be in our area during our October opening. And he had emailed a couple of weeks ago to say that they were on their way this October, and so we're looking forward to meeting him.
That is amazing.
And, it's one of those places that it's nice to drop in. I mean, if you live close by, if you live in Charlottesville and we're open, it's nice to, take the hour to drive over and spend a couple of hours among this many books and be able to find books that you know you want, find books that you didn't know existed and be able to, take them all and take a chance because it's not costing too much. But at the same time, you kind of forget that for many folks, it's a big trip to make it here, and it's something that they'll plan for all year just to be here, during the October Book Fair or the March Book Fair or the May Book Fair, whichever one works for them.
Tell us a little bit about the future of the vision. I'm sure the family, when you all sit around a table, you can't help but talk about where this thing is going in the future.
It, it's always interesting. I mean, we've grown a lot on the farm here, and we continue to hash out and to sort of discuss where we want to go from here. I know a lot of folks keep asking us why we don't sell online, and I think for us that one of the reasons for that is that the style that we do it, we really want folks to be able to see the books before they buy them, to discover what's here, and it's so much easier to do that just being open periodically rather than being open all the time. It gives people, you know, the idea that if I do make the trip, it's going to be worth it.
And it's a unique experience. How many times can you drive to a farm in the middle of nowhere and walk into a big warehouse and be around, you know, thousands upon thousands of brand new books?
Right. And surrounded by hundreds and maybe thousands of people if you come on the first day, who are also there, you know, just for books. I mean, they're not there for the coffee. We don't have coffee. They're not there for the Christmas, we have Christmas cards this time, but they're not there for the greeting cards. They're not there for the, they're not there for all these things that, like, other bookstores have become. I mean, they're there because they love books, and they're not there for the latest bestseller. I mean, that's sort of one of the, you know, one of our issues is that because everything is discounted and because the way we get books, there's a lag time. So things that came out last week, we don't have, unfortunately. We'd love to, but we don't.
Yeah.
But at the same time, folks come out for the other titles, and most of the time they come out for titles that, you know, would be sort of stuck and buried in the backlist, in the back of a regular bookstore.
Poet and entrepreneur Michael Evans, a good friend. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you, Corey.
Absolutely. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com. That's Michael Evans with the Green Valley Book Fair.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.